Amen. Congregation, you may be seated.
Well, this is our communion service. We do this quarterly, and this morning is that time. We celebrate the communion of the Last Supper of our Lord, our remembering the body was broken, the blood that was shed. These elements are symbolic in nature to represent the body of the Lord. And we do that as believers to remember what He's done for us, what He's going to do for us in the future. It's an amazing thing that God did for us on the cross. It's amazing, but He paid for our sins. We don't deserve it, but He paid for it. And He told us to remember Him by doing this. So as you take this bread, pray inside yourself, and talk to yourself and pray to yourself that God will cleanse you. Our lack of faith, our lack of discipline, our lack of stewardship, our too much of things. That's kind of intuitive for us. Point out those areas in our lives that we need to change. Nothing special is going to come over you by touching this bread, this juice. You're not going to get a special unction or power. But you will be acting in obedience to what God told us to do. And in so doing, that is demonstrating our faith. It says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the early church would get together on a regular basis and have a love feast, and we're still trying to pour in. And that guy kind of got corrupted because then they would eat the good food and then they'd have the poor people come in and the good stuff was taken. But in the context of that, they would also give the Lord's Supper. And the Apostle Paul, I think, does it in a beautiful way in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He says, "For I have received the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me."
Dear Lord, we thank You so much for our salvation and for the terrible price that was paid that we could be made right with You, Lord. We ask You to help us to look within ourselves and to strive to be more like You. In Thy name we pray.
Thank you.
of the Lord Jesus, the same God in which you have betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is doing in remembrance of me." Now, the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament, my blood. This be as often as you drink it in my name."
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together and remember what you have done for us. You sent your Son to die for us. He resurrected himself. He rose to a seat at your right hand. For that price, Father, we could never pay you, but your Son did. For that, we are truly thankful. As we look at our lives today, Lord, I ask that you would shed light upon the work that we need to do in our lives to draw nearer to you so that we may follow closer to you and obey you. In Christ's name, amen.
This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This drink as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come again. Let's all stand, please. Pray for each other. Pray for those who are traveling today that aren't here. Pray for those who could like to be here but couldn't be. Pray for those in the hospital right now. Mike, I'm thankful for Sean being out and Mike Bridge being back in the hospital. Hopefully getting out today. Pray for all of them. It's good to have everyone here. Let's close the word. And Marvin, sir, would you close some prayer?
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together and to remember what your son did for us, Father. We ask that you would now give us travel mercies as we go up to our homes, Father, and bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name.